This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Who let the bad bones out? Others get blushy and flustered when the drapes go down. Painted face grown clown, shut your cake hole now. I'm eating rhymers like a Venus flytrap. Biters quiver like a female when they reach the climax. Achy, breaky and shaky like snow globes. Open up your cranium, scraping your whole skull. Impenetrable man of steel. Heavy as wagon's wheels, full of slappers' nails that serve sex on the platter still. Hypnotic like a spiral graph. Shattering fiberglass, lining, marking your back up with tribal scars. I'm a two-time and untrustworthy. Double crossing headbanger, catastrophic. Better check your chub and lock it. Rocking back and forth while I'm blindfolded. White noses, psychosis, mind smoking, high voltage. Don't wanna fight me like a pikey busting tight tees. Striking you at light speed, smother you in white
Follow
sheets.
My lead, I got that sting and you ain't got shit. The burning bushes recognize the three dragon kings. From the dark side, the juggernaut has left a mess. No knock knock, so fuck a 9 to 5. Let yourself go and heavenly stone. The slang bang is here, I can't believe it's true. The realness of a children's story where they teach kung fu. Taking medication cause I just don't care. Ring a bad bones, the countdown is pure cake fear. I smell pussy fucker, like snobbish it girls. Whiplash and bitch slap that thick slack. Who dares to compare, death is in the air. Out in the rain, when I'm strolling back in the zone. How could you complain? When Jazz T and Zygo flip the beat, I spoke with a dry throat, the cyclone of the bad bones. When Zygo and Jazz T flip the beat, I spoke with a dry throat, the cyclone of the bad bones. My bad influence has the power that encourages young kids to hit the rope like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. It's the mad face, mangling your palate states and tamper with massive sandy blades at a rapid rate. Sent to heaven by the deadly venom. Getting lifted off the set perfection ever since I was 11. Bred to visit corners and communal farewells. Making sure that skunk weed sells like tubs of hair gel. Bidding you farewell, rolling my sleeves back. Recently ditching rehab with holy kneecaps. These actions are irresponsible. So you can catch a smack if you're philosophical. And they can hang a plaque of you in the honor hall. Rappers that don't want to rule, so it wasn't logical. Funny bears jumping around like gummy bears. Running scared from a vast entourage of ugly stares. Check the perfected, corrected element that I selected. While I'm intersecting sources, that's why they never get detected. Very hard face like Vinnie Jones with many holes. Getting thrown over by this Millie Billy Goat. I rip through your clothes like gang rape as I translate back to the bone. The campaign, it's a rampage.
Killer on the rampage. For real, 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 real.
Bad to the bones.
Ooh, I'm loving that.
Good God.
Brand new from the one and only Ransom.
Bad to the bones.
Bad to the bones. That track is called On a Rampage.
Yeah, and it sounded like he was on a rampage. This is what I love about Bad Bones. Every minute, every other minute, I'm chatting to him and I think, like, he sounds like, I can't be bothered. But he's just got material upon material. And I know that even if he can't be bothered, he still sounds crazy. Do you know what I mean?
Super
it's
talented.
Good to hear some new material. So where's that from there? Where did
That's
this pop out
That's raw talent
from?
Right there. That track, On a Rampage, featuring DJ Jazz T and Zygo. And that's from the brand new release. It's due out March on High Focus. It's called Bad Bones and Company. And he's got some ill features on there as well, including Michael Parkinson, Fallacy, Reveal.
Fallacy, wow.
Fallacy,
wow.
Yes. Reveal, Capo, Iron Braids, a bunch more people as well, and our very own Mice Diggy.
Am I? Oh, Give Bad Bones a Break. What's it called? Give Bad Bones
a
Break.
Well, your track with Bad Bones on there is with Rude Adams too.
Is it Effing Wanker? Is it that? Do you know what the tune is?
I'm trying to remember the name of the track.
Yeah, that sounded really bad, innit? What's the tune called?
It's.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, that's interesting.
You know,
is that a mixtape or something?
It's a mixtape called Bad Bones and Company, yeah. But it's like a mixture of old material that he's done with people, and then there's some new
stuff. What, and they're selling it?
I don't think it's going to be for sale.
Okay.
But yes, this is going to be.
That was like some on-air business getting thrown out, like, bruh, they're putting my tune on the thing. They didn't even confirm. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, I thought they were selling it. If they're long, they're not selling it. If they're putting it out for promo, then yeah, I'm cool with that. It would have been nice if, you know, someone asked me, but it's, this is hip hop, innit? Bad Bones is my brother, so I don't mind. But if anyone but dares still. To do that, and it's a tune that's off my one of my releases, please just let me know, at least. You know what I mean?
You know, that's how you handle business.
Maybe I shouldn't
correctly.
Have said nothing. Let High Folk put it out, and then I could sue.
Yeah, get rich, bitch. But
already there, but you don't say that, JJ.
But before we go any further, we have to say a big thank you to our mellow, our man, Ian Boldsworth, who's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR.
Yes.
And you can listen back to his show and all FUBAR episodes, including this show. Last week, we had a very dope open mic. So listen back to that at FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Seriously, you need to check this goodness out. But today's show is full of goodness. Not only are we going to be joined live in the studio by the one and only Farmer G of Task Force fame, nonetheless, cannot wait to speak to him about his brand new album. We also have Capitán of COTI.
El Capitán of COTI. Yeah, Capitán. You remember we had them in a while ago?
Yeah.
Maybe a few months, maybe a year, innit? Something like that. Yeah, it felt like.
I was but trying to guess too, yeah.
Looks like he's busy again, though. He's up to something solo, obviously.
And we're also going to be investigating. We're going to be investigating as usual with Mysak Hayes in the studio. Mm-hmm. We've got another fire open mic for you. We're going to be telling you where all the cool parties this week are happening. I've got new music from Evidence for you, as well as some Black Milk and some other goodies in the bag. But today is a very special show because we're celebrating my Stiggy's birthday.
Yeah. Oh,
hey.
Really,
round of applause. Do I need to? Okay. Again, because now you've got your headphones on. There you go.
Can we get them to say like, you know, yeah.
And so send your shouts through to us because we love hearing from you guys. It's hiphop@foobarradio.com and you can tweet us as well at FUBAR Radio. Shouts out to Michael ST, locked into the show. And you can reach me at DJ Sarah Love.
And you can reach me at MySDiggy, MYSDIGGI.
And we're going to be getting into a big up straight after this. So seeing as it's Mice's birthday, let's start it on the correct tone, right?
Salvador saying a lot of flows, but I don't know them all offhand. My pot of gold, and I have no leprechaun guard. I'm not alone, you might as well leprechaun guard. My bowl of wax is made of wax, so it changed shapes. My seated mass is made of mass, so it changed states. What always lasts, it's always mass, so it takes space. And always has, whatever has it, it takes place. When rose fork, I take a second, think of rose of the dumb walk, then pick away. I'm not afraid where I'll end at. I stay in shape, if it'll work, I just walk back. Every month I roam, can't stick to one pad, and everything I own all fits in one bag. I keep warm without withdrawing no bank, and go on and on without drawing no blanks.
Can't always believe what you see. It's hard to believe, it's not true, everybody's trying to keep it
real. It's my Stiggy with a riddle. Swines can try catch it like Piggy in the middle. I never claim real spit, then bring a little dribble. Or say I pull more strings than Diddy with a fiddle. The cat spewing them raps, who's been a deadly mix between bass root and the rap spewing. It's a shame how hip-hop's become a playground full of bad students who act truant and lack schooling. That everybody and their mother's trying to be the man with mannerisms of a Peter Pan. Oh, you're the same gang who swore they're not on the bandwagons, watching other cats walk, then following that fashion to the middle of the field where they usually sow corn, cultivate and break down and use it in most forms. But here to make sure pollution is no more, that goat in sheep's clothing tooting his own horn like.
Can't always believe what you see. It's hard to believe, it's not true, everybody's trying to keep it real.
Lord of the flies, the mighty just caught the 4 to 5. My 4 is 4 to 5, the benefit for mixed fire and ice. It's all breaking more to the mind, could probably turn water to wine. I represent to get more out of life. It gives you something to do with all noons, mornings and nights. My pile's been fully bestowed, so I'm staying put, standing barefoot in the snow. Wild size where I reside, you're gonna have some to say either way I decide. So I hit pay dirt and taking the sights. And if it ain't major, I'm letting it slide. Mash up prayers and hopes, broke so long I prefer layers to coats. And I'm not scared, so I get stares and jokes. But I'll be upstairs way before mayors and popes. Whee!
Finally, the best drop ever. You have never heard a drop like this drop. This is a world premiere, premiere, premiere. Yo, what's good? Sir William Brimstone up in here, Jest, with the family. Fubar Radio, Mas Diggy, DJ Sarah Love. It's the hip hop show. Keep it locked in. Peace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that last cut, Homeboy Sandman, from the album Kindness for Weakness, out on Stones Throw.
That was featuring Maestro, unfortunately, because I don't know why. I did tell Sandman was the one who said to me, yo, you got to change your Facebook page to Mice Diggy because it'd be getting confusing, B. Do you think that was a good impression?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I was totally.
And then, so I did all that. You know, you have to email them, do all this mad shit that you don't really want to do. You just want to make music. But I did that anyway, yeah? Change it, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, I did the song with him maybe a year before or something like that. So I didn't know it was coming out. I didn't know it was going to be on that album. I thought it was going to be on a different project. And then, bam, I just see it on there. I was like, oh, shit, I'm on Stones Throw.
Damn.
That's
hip-hop.
I mean? Yeah, that's like
that's
going hip-hop. Platinum on an underground UK hip-hop level. I think I might be the first ever English rapper on Stones Throw. I'm just saying might be. Because I heard stories about them not really being into.
What about Doom?
Oh, that's getting a bit technical. Sarah will get technical on me. Let me sip my tea, man.
I'm just
yeah, that was a bit technical, but okay. No, I'll give you that. But what about first English rapper with an English voice? How about that?
Who's been? Yeah. No, I reckon definitely.
Can we put that out there? Can I get an award or something?
We'll work on it. Let's write
pat on the back. I don't know. Something like on the low. Someone told me this as well last week. This is before they knew it was my birthday coming up because I was a bit side-eyeing the way they said it. But it goes, Ryan, Mice, you're officially the most reliable rapper in the UK.
Sorry,
I don't want to say who it is because it could get them into trouble because they deal with a lot of rappers. But when I heard that, I was like, wow, I should somehow roll with that. But then I realized people don't give a fuck about that shit. There's some unreliable.
They're proud.
There's some unreliable mother lovers that get work, innit?
Mm-hmm.
And we know, you know what I mean, for years. So I don't know. I mean, I might get the t-shirt made.
That's what I was just about to say. We need that t-shirt in hip hop. But welcome to the show, people.
Yes.
Every Monday, it's about hip-hop from 4 p.m. right here on Fubar with me, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. Cake Man. I had a lot of cake yesterday.
Oh, did you?
All kinds of cake. No, thanks. Okay.
Very good. You're looking very fresh, considering it was your birthday. So yeah, you're getting wasted. Sorry, I was trying to be more.
You know what it is? I hit the steam room. I thought, fuck it. Let me just go to the gym today because I know I'm getting old, but let me make sure I ain't getting old. You know what I mean? Went in there and I went a bit too hard. Like I'm definitely in pain right now, but it was all worth it. But what was beautiful about it was hitting the sauna, steam room, cold shower, sauna, steam room, nearly dying, then hitting the cold shower. I had to crawl to the cold shower because I was that wounded. But
it's all about the cold shower. Yeah, it's looking fresco.
The shiniest forehead on planet Earth right now.
Shining out there. Oh, and then you need my birthday gift, definitely.
What's that?
Seeing as you've been in the sauna and the steam, a nice hydrating coconut water.
Organic as well. I might have a shower in
and
this one.
And then I thought, you need chocolate on your birthday.
Sarah got me green and black. Organic now.
No expense spared. That was straight from Costco, the coconut water.
Yeah, I can
no
see by the Kirkland. You know what I mean? Shout out to Sainsbury's, though. We're still in the game, you know what I mean? 1 year later, still popping off. You hear the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. You know what the weirdest shit, Sarah? What was really weird? Because obviously last year, I was celebrating my birthday with my voice, you know, with the national thing.
Everywhere.
And then yesterday, Mrs. Mice was like, yeah, let's hit, you want to go to the gym? Brother, I go, yeah, okay, that's a good idea. Let me make sure I'm getting old, but not old, you know what I mean? We went there, and then the lady was like, hi, have you been here before? No, okay, let me take you around. And then, obviously, it's music playing. They're usually using music video stations, you know, to keep people
like
going.
Enya. It's like,
or whoever, you Usher, you know, all this shit, yeah. You hear some corny ass shit on there, but whatever, some people J-Lo. That helped. But then about 5 minutes into our, like, here's the tour of the gym, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
What did we hear? Boom. Hear my voice.
Oh,
and then me and my
gosh.
Missus looking at each other like, what the fuck?
Wow.
And Sarah, so I was in there, I spent about 3 hours in there or something like that. That was in the gym part. Then we did an hour, the sauna, steam room stuff. That's where you get a shiny forehead bit. My voice was coming on the TV nearly every 10, 15 minutes. No word of a lie, because it's only like an 11 second clip for that advert. Yeah, but it kept coming on. That's why I was like, Ryan, no wonder I'm going so hard. I'm all like mad like influenced. Like, yeah.
You're like, but inspired by
I'm
your own.
I'm feeling it now. Yeah. I was like, listen to that. And people must have been like, what is up with this dude? Why is he always, every time this tune comes on, he's like doing the Macarenas. I was all trying the electric slide. You can't do that shit within 11 seconds. I found out yesterday.
Yeah.
You can't do the electric slide within, you need a good 20 seconds to get that out fully.
So you're like, yeah, I'm down with this gym.
But yeah, that shit was weird. Nah.
You're supporting, man.
Look, I prefer working out at home, to be honest, just because the gym thing is kind of strange. It's kind of, to me.
What about those burpees? Really, have you tried those?
Burpees?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you tried them?
Yeah, standards. What? No, I don't do anything like that.
Burpee? What? Do you find burpees are one of the things like, what the hell?
I would like to, I will try it one day, but I'm just far too simple.
You come to a Smokey Joe and the Kids show, I'm doing star jumps back and forth on the stage.
No
I matter
bet
how
you
big
are. Backflips and everything. We need to make
I ain't doing no backflips. I don't want a dent. See this forehead? If I put a dent in it somewhere, it might fuck up
earnings,
my career. Yeah. So I ain't trying to do no backflips yet. Unless I'm on a trampoline or something, you know. Might have to hit the bouncy castle one day, but yeah, actually.
Bouncy castle's dangerous, man.
Why? Is that how you look at it?
Yeah, no, it's mad dangerous. The amount of accidents that are caused by bouncy castle.
Do you wear a helmet?
Trampoline. I'm confused.
I was going to say, man, bouncy castle, that's
don't
for kids,
hate
man.
On the bouncy castle.
I was going to say, do you wear a helmet when you ride your bike?
I do have a bike helmet. Oops, I'm kicking
but you don't
stuff
wear
over
it.
In the studio. I'm what so sorry. That? I'm just trying. I'm just getting excited. Yeah. No, I do have a bike helmet, and I think everybody should wear them because it is mad dangerous being out there on the roads, man. It ain't no joke. But you see, February is an important month. Continuing the positivity. Not only is it Mice's birthday month.
Black History Month.
Not only Black History Month, but equally important.
Oh, so we said that wrong. African American History Month. Is that right?
Oh, I don't know. They still call it Black History Month, don't they?
Yeah, you lot suss it out, man. Go back
and
listen
and then
to the
hit
show.
Us up, yeah.
Yeah, because we, you know, week. Yeah, we still got to work that out. But I think you got it right. You can either say either or, but just in case, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
But yes, it's also an important month for me because tomorrow is Pancake Day.
Woo!
Yeah. What's your favorite pancake, Mice?
My favorite pancake is blueberry pancake made with raisins, great desiccated coconut. No.
We don't need that insight.
Did I say that out loud?
Your private life.
Desiccate. So you got blueberries, yeah?
Damn.
Raisins, desiccated, not raisins, sultanas, because there's a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. Yeah, not that keen on raisins.
I don't really know. What is the difference between raisins and sultanas?
One's bigger. I think it's a different fruit, isn't it?
So what's a sultana?
A sultana.
Yeah, but a raisin is
we'll
a grape, isn't it?
We'll get the female angels on the case.
Yeah, Wikipedia that for me, ASAP. Look it up, as they say in the world. Yeah, look it up ASAP. Right, my favorite pancakes... I know I'm getting a bit deep now, but I can make these are banging, Sarah. If you ever taste my pancakes, yeah, blueberry, sultanas, desiccated coconut, cinnamon, spelt flour, oat milk.
Oh damn!
Organic egg.
This is the fun like jungle remix.
Yeah, this is in your face. You eat these shits. That's it. You'll be like, I can't. Yeah, once it's like going black, you can't go back. That's it. That's it. You try these pancakes.
It's a wrap.
I'm probably going to make them tomorrow. So, you know, if anyone wants to holler at me, you can PayPal me £5. And I'll, you know what I mean? I'll send them shits to you. I'll do 2 for a £5, if anything, because that's how they roll. You could probably chop these up and make a bit extra on the street, and it's all legal. So all you roadmen out there that want to make some dough on Pancake Day, hit me up. My PayPal is Blueberry Pancake Man, sorry. Muffins is on another day. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, we'll talk about
What's
that
your favourite
pancake,
VJ Sarah?
Oh, well, you've always got to have a lemon and sugar on Pancake Day, innit? But no, like you, I like the pancake.
Lemon and sugar?
I'm talking...
Sugar? DJ Sarah, what the blasphemous talk right there. I forgot as well, there's not a secret ingredient, but... to, you know, instead of sugar, maple syrup. Bam!
Oh,
in your face.
Yeah, that's... sorry, and by the way, the Fubar Angels say it's basically just different types of grapes, the sultana.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same shit. It just gives you a different toilet.
But no, I would say the other...
Raisins are really good, boy, if you want... Oh, no, 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 it's prunes, isn't it? Prunes actually give you a different toilet. A better... If anything gets stuck, just get them prune juice, boy.
Yeah, man, and hit up that porridge. But no, the no, but I'm talking like the pancakes, like proper crepe style. Like I like doing them where you cook the blueberries and the banana into the crepe, and then after it's cooked, a big dollop of mascarpone and maple syrup.
Wow, mascarpone, what is that?
It's like that cheese that they make tiramisu from. Sorry, I'm good.
What?
I'm
cheese meat. That they make tiramisu from?
You've had tiramisu before, right?
Yeah, but I didn't know that was milk.
It's a type of cheese, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. Oh, cheesecake cheese. Okay, all right.
Oh,
what, American
is it?
Cheesecake?
I don't know. But if you... Really? I think if cheesecake you speak cheese. To Italians, though...
They might... katsu. No.
Katsu
is it katsu? Yeah, it is katsu.
Oh, no, sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Right, like, I don't mind cheesecake cheese. That's... Yeah, I don't mind cheese anyway, but cheesecake cheese, that's like some addictive shit. Especially in America.
The best...
You know, the New York cheesecake. Woo!
Oh, no, no, no. But then when you need to get involved with real Southern Italian desserts and cakes, and that's where it just takes it to a whole next level. Mm. Like, that's like crack, seriously. So if
yeah,
you
but
want
it's a bit,
the ill... No, it's...
I know
it's,
what you mean.
It's delicious.
But I really do like a... Like, you know, the, that full-on cheat where you're like, wow, what is this? And someone goes, cheesecake. Huh? Because all we think of as cheesecake is like crumbled digestives.
I know, it's dirty. Seriously, when you actually learn about real desserts, you know, it's kind of nasty. But seriously, go down to Santa Maria Pizzeria because they have the best Italian desserts that you can find in this country. And they work in collaboration with this artisan cake maker in Italy. Every 2 days, they get shipped into the country. And it's just incredible. But seriously, I'm like a tiramisu freak. So I'm check it out.
Cheesecake cheese, right? As we have been told here, is one of the main ingredients in the modern Italian dessert known as tiramisu. I did not know that tiramisu was the same shit as what's cheesecake cheese.
I'm not convinced about that.
And it's sometimes used instead of or along with butter or parmesan cheese to thicken and enrich risotto. Mascarpone is also used in cheesecake recipes. See, you lot are schooling me on all these things. I thought mascarpone was, you know what I mean, something you could catch out in public, but obviously not.
STD. No.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, okay. So I might have to try some of this. Tiramisu is a weird one because it kind of tastes like coffee, right? But it doesn't, isn't it? Isn't tiramisu
the
one?
Yeah, it has a little bit of coffee in
there. Yeah,
the,
it's kind of strange to me.
The spongy bit at the bottom, it's delicious. No, yeah. But having a real Southern Italian tiramisu is a different ball game entirely to European tiramisu and all that stuff. But, you know, we keep it funky fresh like that over here. And we want to send out some big ups very soon. But first, I'm going to play you something brand new off of the Evidence album. And did you head down to the Sam I Am gig last night, Mice?
No, I couldn't, man. I was too wounded. I heard he smacked it, though.
I wish I was there, but definitely feeling this. Check this out. This track is produced by him. This is Hip Hop is Fubar.
There's a time and place for everything, so let me start the narrative. I think that I'm the best, but I ain't here comparing arrogance. Apparently we scared and only acting insecurely. Some overcome, they fear the ones who don't, the ones who worry me. I'll only make it if I do for self. It's a shame what another man will do for his wealth. The whooping from a belt probably did me good. Made me look at the rich like I'm Robin Hood. I started rapping like Rage and got robbing good. From the west side, mobbing out to high Hollywood. Once the street light's on, I guess I probably should make my way back home, way before platform. I was coming up quick without a pop in the mix. And I ain't talking about sound, my pops and I had a split. Self-taught to be a man, I learned how to behave. Cut my teeth at Venice Beach and had a few close shaves. been a lot of places when I stare at the map, but never been to therapy. For me, that's rap. I ain't trying to say the world won't continue to spin, just the people standing on it gonna pay for our sins. Ain't concerned with the men's, that's why I write in the cold. And I've been writing all my wrongs while I write in the cold. Got the fuck out of Dodge and saw the world unfold. Origami in my palm and leave my girls untold. For real, to make a long story longer.
It was 10 years ago when I took my mama's laptop, bootlegged a copy of Fruity Loops to get famous. Spent 5 years making bullshit, ripping innocence like a culprit. Dipping in my memory savings, playing the gang sand, rap game rum ham. If you say different, then I'll slap you with my cum hand. Rookie to be master laps and raps over a ghetto blaster. Dapper when I'm macking, fatter when I'm tracking. And she said, like you, I'm only good as my back end. So no slouch, whether or not it's rain falling or no clouds. If only just to make your boy so proud. I'ma tell you when to go now. Ghostwrite it, my third eye, ghostwrite it. I don't fight it, cause that's where my flow's so tightest. But I've been tight since hair was like old bice. I was in the cut like scissors with no dikes. Winning like chicken dinners and grinning like I've been sinner. Rocking that tick glitter. And if you're mad at what we're doing, then you've been bitter. Body forbid, my heart is a martyr. Longevity, my alma mater. An honor to create until I'm a goner. To make a long story longer.
Hey, yo, you got the RZA right here. I got a lot of mathematics on my side. You're rocking with us from the Wu-Tang Clan, and we're rocking with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on the FUBAR hip-hop show.
Last Cut, Brand New Evidence featuring John Wayne on that track, produced by Sam I Am. The song is called To Make a Long Story Short, and that's off his new album, which is out now. You've got the UK's own producer, Budgie, on there as well, providing beats. Album's called Whether or Not. It's definitely fresh and definitely worth picking it up. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
And you know we like to, you know, big people up at the beginning of the shows, because there's so many cool things going on out there. Sadly, it has to begin with a bit of a
big up
to Love Bug Starsky, who a hip-hop pioneer, DJ and producer. He's the one who Biggie shouts out at the beginning verse of Juicy on the Ready to Die album. He died last week, aged 57 years old. And the Bronx MC, he is responsible, says Nelson George, the filmmaker, author dude, for coining the culture as hip-hop.
Is he?
Yeah. Ooh. I think it's disputed, but I think there's lots of people who say that he is the person who came up with the term and called it hip hop. And you know, that's just incredible when you think someone who's been part of hip hop since its inception, like, that's just awesome. And he's also was one of the first DJs who rapped whilst mixing at the same time.
Oh, and shout out to Jay Live.
And he also branded the phrase "hip hop, you don't stop."
Serious?
Yeah. So you know, let's give Love Bug Starsky an RIP, man. We love you. Thank you for everything you've done. Another big MC in the game. Do you know about Cheddar Man?
Man like Cheddar Man. Yeah.
Man like Cheddar Man.
Yeah. Why do I feel like Cheddar Man was just mentioned to me recently about something.
Yeah, he's been deep in the game, man. But Cheddar Man definitely sounds like the next rapper who's going to blow, right? But no, Cheddar Man was the 10,000-year-old dude that they found in.
Oh, that dude. Oh, Cheddar Man. Fucking hell. Yeah, Cheddar Man. What? Do you, I mean, Sarah, let's talk about this. This is kind of what? Are you bigging them up for?
Oh, no, no. I was just shouting out Cheddar Man.
Oh, scene. Yeah, because that shit was weird. The blue-eyed black guy.
Yeah. Why
that
do
looked
you say
Native Indian. Well, because the same, it was the Telegraph who put it out there, right? This is like last week, isn't it? About Cheddar Man this, Cheddar Man that.
Cheddar Man.
Yeah, you watch. You're going to hear a tune from Cheddar Man. They're probably bringing back alive.
We're going to get him on the open mic.
Something. Yeah? About 6 months earlier, 6 to 7 months earlier,
yeah,
they were saying there was this whole thing about that
Manchego.
European. No, no, no. They were saying that man started in Europe, not Africa. And now there's proof of that. Because they found like a tooth here and a jawbone there type thing.
No, I think that...
That's the Telegraph saying that.
Yeah, no, but I think they were saying this throws into question like man's migration and potentially man did start. I don't think it was saying it as like a definitive thing. Because
no,
so
because
much...
when you read it, they in, there was nothing to prove anything. Okay. It was just they put their headline to make it sound like that. And then it was all, yeah, and it was just to get everyone chatting. And then you're reading through the comments like, wow, the ignorance... coming out of there. So I was like, even the Cheddar Man thing, I'm like, this is probably just to get people talking. Like, I don't know if I can believe
no,
that.
No. This has been like years in the making to get this, even just to build the technology to be able to get the DNA sample from this jawbone that was found like in the 1930s. It's so, then this has come from the Natural History Museum, the findings of Cheddar Man, and they were able
to. Yeah, but they
to,
have
so
dinosaurs in the
to...
Natural History Museum. Do you know about dinosaurs, DJ? So I'm going to school you lot on something.
What, the Diplodocus?
They don't know
He's
that they
tour.
Look like that.
Dokers.
You know they don't know that they look like that.
The
this
flesh.
Is just a theory.
Yes, exactly.
No, not even just the flesh. Like the structure of a lot of these dinosaurs is just like, hey, okay, this kind of looks like it should go, you know, they got their hip bone or something and they build it from that. So they're not 100% sure that what they're showing us is what is meant to look like. They just run with it and so do we.
Indeed, but then you know, you see, it's kind of like there's a lot of evidence base that supports where we can say, okay, from other skeletons that we know of, we can ascertain that the likelihood is that these two joints fit together and they fit perfectly. So, you know, this is the closest that
that's
we get.
It,
but
though.
Either way,
that's not confirmation.
Yeah,
you know? So
I mean, but
I think
still
that's a bit where now they're all like, hey, actually, they were all feathered. All these, you know, it's like, well. Do you want to rearrange everything so that
yeah,
at least
they
got
feathers
in that?
Yeah, but that's the wonders of science, is that it is something that's constantly evolving. Like, so far, we have this amount of evidence.
Yeah.
Like, we have these fossils. We have these bone structures found. We have this jaw found from Cheddar Man.
Yeah.
You know? And
he
so
sounds
we
like
can,
an MC. I feel like
does,
there's an MC called Cheddar Man.
But we need to chop
though.
The R off at the end of Cheddar. Cheddar Man, fam. So, Cheddar yeah, man, look fam. Out for him coming to open
so I'm not,
mic
all I'm
you.
Saying is I'm still a bit sceptical about it because of the fact that even if it is the Natural History Museum, they've got a bunch of dinosaurs in there. They don't even know that look
no,
like that.
No, so with Cheddar Man, what they've been able to do with the technology that we have now, you're able to take a piece
sample.
Of DNA from inside of this jawbone. So it's very difficult to get like this level of DNA that they were able to examine.
Mm.
And that piece of DNA from inside the jawbone, they were able to see it has a blueprint for what his eye color was, what his flesh color was, what his hair type was, all these all these different kind of details. So that is something that is concrete, you know, because this is in your DNA and every human being's DNA. We have this kind of thing.
But how do we know that the tests that they're doing are accurate then? How do
because
we know
it will
that?
Be the same test that if you and I gave a sample of DNA where they would like, find, okay, you're a black person who is descended from Ghana, you know, kind of thing. So it's exactly the same type of test and all that. But I wasn't actually meaning to big up Cheddar Man, but, you know, I'm just looking forward to him being on the open mic. But I did think it was important that we actually represented this week and send a massive
big up.
To 100 years of women's rights. You know, 1918 in the UK, that's not even that long ago when you think about it. Women for the first time, only women who were over the age of 30 who either had a university education, owned land themselves, or were married to a man with property were given the right to vote. So this didn't include women of colour or lower working classes either. And, you know, this is all thanks to the campaigns the suffragettes went on where they did things like arson attacks and fire bombs and hunger strikes and everything. New Zealand, they're the first country in the world to ever give women the right to vote. That was in 1893. And Australia, not all women had the right to vote until 1969. And can you believe it?
1969 in Australia.
67, yeah.
67.
See, this just adds to the supreme lack of, you know, strength of evidence that I have that New Zealand is better than Australia. Anyway, and then in Saudi Arabia, it was only until 2015 when women were allowed to vote. How crazy is that?
Wow.
And globally, the UK ranks 39th for female representation in Parliament, which is pretty pathetic. But we're ahead of the states who rank 99th. And we're behind Rwanda, who currently lead in the world for women holding more than 61% of positions in Parliament. They are holding it down out there in Rwanda.
See?
Yes, you see? Don't believe the fake news. And we also have a 24-hour special broadcast happening right here on FUBAR in conjunction with the UN to represent Women's Day, and that's starting on the 9th of March. So hit up FUBARradio.com, and you will get all the info on that too. Coming up, we've got to get into an investigation. Plus, we're going to be joined by the one and only Chester P. But first, let's hear a lady who's made some big waves in this last 12 months in the hip-hop game, and she was actually nominated for Best Rap Album just a couple weeks ago, but lost out to Kendrick Lamar. This is the sounds of Rhapsody.
Feel your energy, hey, it's coming through. Took me a century, hey, to get next to you. Plus makes an enemy, hey, invested in you. So I feel your energy, invested pursuit.
Make a grown man cry. The day I came apart, my mama, I saw a grown man cry. They say it has magic powers, even magic ain't die. Wake you about to sleep and take a 3M car ride. He said the booty, only thing between him and God. They love the booty, sacrifice their family and job. Bash make police feel powerful in the hood. Guns make us feel powerful, but they don't do no good. I know my blackness powerful and they don't like that. I know some niggas so dead, sit back and watch them tap dance. Bombs over Baghdad, they have a flag to brag about. Don't make you a big boy, cause you got a nice stack. Carolina homeboy, you know we keep a stack house. It's power when you know the game, I'm feeling like a champ now. I went to rap, homie, get out the trap house. I want the power to be able to rap about what I rap about. Black child, God loving textiles, point blank decimals. Steph Curry projectile, I saw the goal from 8 miles. Every stone you threw, I picked it up and built a powerhouse. Caught a case, I got murder in my profile. Niggas still billing me, see that's just the appeal of me. Respect on my name, why y'all niggas so emotional? Power.
I feel your energy, hey, it's coming through. Took me a century, hey, to get next to you. Plus makes an enemy, hey, invested in you. So I feel your energy, invested pursuit.
Power up with the word, I got it from my God. He said a good shepherd don't trip over what they heard. Let them talk the talk until the night you choose to go and purge. I came in when the rest of you struggled and failed to flourish. Conversations with the blurs. She said I'm good as herbs. Get them high from the hood to the suburbs. No one can take your power even if a storm occurred. It ain't man-made, but whether or not you pay don't help or hurt. It's a perk. Jam the squad written on my shirt. I got a lane, but all the lines around me dotted I can merge. I can do what you can, but you can't do the same with words as I. And watch my street cred go multiply. They say the streets respect the real ones. The one is real as I. It's just me and young blood. It's where I get all of my power. The night I got a chain from Mr. Flyers, I gave it back when I got done rapping the same hour. I ain't 5%. Let's be talking the top MCs, and I'm in the top of that. The rest beneath me all cowards. When it spits, look around. It's meteor shies. I watch the stars fall, fall, fall. Yeah, this is what you call power.
Let's talk about power. Let's talk about yours and ours to pay the allowance. Let's talk about 100,000 kids raving and bouncing, craving and drowning in words the day I pronounce it. Let's talk about power. Let's talk about doers and donors. The house I built when I was homeless and sleeping in corners. sharing Coronas and Blackie Miles, donuts and El Caminos, talking loud, scraping and combing, residue every morning. Talk about legacy, let's talk about the life of celebrity versus integrity. Curse the first one that thirsts for necessity, searching for equity versus the earth that birthed us indefinitely. Verse to verse I wrote in jeopardy, surfing the laws of the universe and destiny. Church and a god is all that's ever been ahead of me. Let's talk about my power, the golden showers, running to be on your cameras and store counters. He's bananas, competitive, we can dance. See the damage, no more for it, peed his pants. My second LP had real niggas on POTUS lawn. My seven trophies to set my grannies in heaven's arms. I'm in Jamaica like Wagwan, my feet is out. My hair is long and patois coming from my mouth. Me, I go outdoors, it's time to bless up early. Rude boy, me, I wear a boat to fearless. I shot niggas and shot movies 10 years later. Dear God, why you show me so much favor amongst the haters and wickedness? Deliver this child from evil convictions and frivolous debates about who's the permanent MC of the millennium. And it's all for the Benjamins, and I'm all of y'all nemesis, and I'm all in all happy, none of y'all can fathom who Kendrick is. The only one that ever did wrote Book of Genesis. Motherfucker, that's power.
Forever be right here to guide us. Your sensitivity is very sensitive to mine.
Sounding pretty fresh there. That was Rhapsody, Power featuring Kendrick Lamar, produced by Ninth Wonder, right there. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, bitch, you know how I do.
You're always ready.
You know what I'm saying? I'm always ready, man. Hey, man, wait a second. You know what I'm saying? I just want to give a shout out to that shiny headed mother lover over there. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like him because the nigga trying to look like me. But it's all good, though. Happy birthday, bitch ass motherfucker. Anyway, back on to more interesting things, you know what I'm saying? I go by the name, ladies and gentlemen. Before I do that, though, I gotta welcome y'all down to the Fubar Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need, you know what I'm saying? Got that strawberry cough, just in case you need it, baby. Got that banana clad as well, you know what I'm saying? All that. But my name, as I wanted to tell y'all earlier, is none other than My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta go by the name of My Sack Hayes, man. Hey, gonna hit that, Sarah. You know what I'm saying? Give that nigga
Sing
the roach.
It's
Mice's birthday. You can give him the roach. You know what I'm saying? That's all he deserves anyway. Yeah, that's right. Cause I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I'll shut it when I want, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Especially not right now. When I got an investigation to do, ladies and gentlemen, this week's revelations, or should I say last week's revelation, was the almighty one. Sarah, you must have heard about this. Did you check out the conversation with Quincy Jones?
I did. I mean, I love Quincy Jones, so I definitely had to read that.
Yo, man, I was cracking up like... At first, I was a bit like, right, has he lost it a bit? Is something going on where...
Is cocaine still a hell of a drug?
Yeah, it's still a hell of a drug or what? But it was an interesting read. If people haven't checked it out, go to... It's on vulture.com. Or you can just Google Quincy Jones in conversation. And some of the stuff he said was just like... I was like, either he knows, like, this is the best way to sell the shit. You know, we've seen Samuel Jackson do it before, where he started, like, dissing English... actors for going to America. But he was just trying to sell tickets for the next film or whatever. And obviously Quincy Jones has is it a book or a documentary coming out?
A memoir, yeah.
Yeah, memoir's coming out. So I'm guessing the whole point is to try and sell that. But some of the shit he said, some people were like, I weren't really shocked about what he said, but it was shocking to me because I didn't expect him to be saying shit like, motherfucker. You know, it was like,
manhood.
Right. It sounded crazy the way he was coming out with all of this stuff. But, you know, just to give you an example, like they asked about Michael Jackson, obviously, because, you know, Quincy Jones has worked with him. And if you don't know that, then I don't even know what else to tell you.
How to help you at this point. Yeah.
So he says they asked him, you worked with Michael Jackson more than anyone he was related to. What's something people don't understand about him? This is his first answer. I hate to get into this publicly, but Michael stole a lot of stuff. He started telling everyone, yeah, Michael Jackson was stealing a lot of the music. Well, I don't know a lot, but he was stealing music that we heard of him. So he's saying, like, you know, Donna Summer's State of Independence was what Billie Jean came from. Then, you know, and later on they asked him about people like the Beatles. And he said, like, when I first met them, I thought they were shit. He's like, they were the worst musicians in the world.
Musicians, yeah.
They were the worst musicians in the world. But that's bad enough. You know, from what we know about the Beatles is like, yeah, them guys went into Germany and were just playing all types of different music. And that's how they became so good. But then to him, he was like, yeah, they were just whack musicians. So I was just shocked at the amount of stuff that he was saying. And obviously pulling, like, people's skeletons out of the closet, you know, with, I think, some of the most shocking shit was, even though it had been confirmed already, but Ollie from Richard Pryor was the stuff about Marlon Brando and, you know, he'd fuck a postbox and all this type of shit. But, yeah, we find out that Marlon Brando and Richard Pryor had some sort of relationship at a certain point.
Special relationship.
Yeah, so, you know, all these things were cracking me up. And that's why this week I wanted to investigate, in light of Quincy Jones's recent interview, which celebs do you think have the darkest secrets and what could they be? Hit us up. hiphop@fubarradio.com. Or you could tweet us at FUBARradio. Or you could tweet DJ Sarah Love or Mice Diggy. Once again, Mice investigates, in light of Quincy Jones's recent interview, which celebs do you think have the darkest secrets and what could they be? I mean,
gosh,
you know,
I don't want to get too real about this, man.
Why not? You know.
What you I don't want to think about the dark secrets that Gary Glitter has and
Rolls
Harris and the people.
Is Gary Glitter the no, who's was the
oh god
the kid that the swimming pool death? What was his name in it? That was the comedian that. Guy, no?
Things were so up and joyful, Myers.
Okay, yeah. So what we're going to do is,
also,
hypothetically speaking, of course, because we don't know if any of this is confirmed, but I remember there was a story of, I can't remember what his name was. It's probably good that I don't say the
I
name in case,
yeah.
You know what I mean? We end up in FUBAR
jail.
Doesn't
sound very nice. But no, do celebrities count? Do politicians count as celebrities?
Come on.
Come
I mean,
on.
What is your brethren, Donald Trump? What is
my
he?
Yeah.
Damn. You know what I mean? He's either or. You can. So, I don't know, but let me get some of these answers because we've got some interviews to get on with. We don't want
to
get too crazy. Shout out to Gleam, and he thinks he was funny for saying this, and obviously a bunch of people put ha-ha. You know, you can click ha-ha. He said, I think Mice shops at Tesco sometimes. That's some conspiracy fucked up shit, but you know what I mean? That's neither here or there. I ain't even... No comment,
yeah,
forevermore.
You've already shouted out your people.
Shout to... Yeah, man. It's saying
reaffirm
all day, every day. You know what I mean? Yeah. Till the contract is over. It says me all day, every day. After then, you know what I mean? Whoever wants to chat... Yeah,
Costco.
We could talk. Yeah.
Costco hit up my sticky.
Yeah, Costco. I see you got organic stuff, so yeah, we might be able to mess with each other. Shout out to Dominic Badoni. He said, I don't know who this is, and this is what I love about not really being out there following celebrities, and that is there's a bunch of names that people have reeled off that I'm like, I don't know who that is, but it looks funny. He says, Holly Willoughby being a full-blown necrophiliac with an appetite for methamphetamine and gin.
Goodness me.
Who's Holly Willoughby?
Is she like Geordie Shore? No. Yeah, the FUBAR Angels say
you don't know
either,
Sarah. And then
it's far too mainstream for you to know anything about this.
Yeah.
Daytime TV.
This is all hypothetically as well. We don't know if this
Phillip
is true.
Philip Schofield. I like that total platinum. That platinum plus look that Phillip Schofield's rocking.
He's
that's
full
not a
on
nice thing
fox.
To say about Holly Willoughby, surely. All fun and games. Silver Fox, Abby says.
Luke Maverick says that Felix Schofield has a thing for gophers. What does that mean? Why is that?
Don't you remember in the broom cupboard? Don't you remember, Mice? Philip Schofield.
Don't try and incriminate me. I was not in the broom cupboard with Philip Schofield.
And Gordon the gopher.
Oh, is that what the whole...
Yeah.
Wow, that's taking
Come
it
on,
back,
man.
Boy.
Yeah.
So this could get a bit messy anyway. But Let's get into a tune.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to give us some other. But you haven't
yeah,
got
Yeah, I've got,
other.
I've got more
give
answers.
Give us one more. Give us one more.
You want
answer.
One more?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Schizoflow. He says, Tom Cruise and the Pope. They are actually the same alien being, and that is only the very beginning. You have to watch all Mission Impossible films back to back that trigger something in your brain, causing you to become an Amish Scientology flat earth pant sniffer.
Wow.
And this is all speculation, by the way. I just want everyone to know.
Allegedly.
The question is, yeah, this is the question. In light of Quincy Jones's recent interview, and which we don't even know if it's true, what he said in his interview. It's just like the museum with the dinosaurs. We, you know what I mean? Nothing's 100% confirmed.
I wouldn't put it on that level, but yeah.
Well, I would. Which celebs do you think have the darkest secrets, and what could they be? So everything you're hearing is somebody's opinion. This is not true. I just want to state that before Margaret Thatcher sort of resurrects herself and tries to bite me on the neck, suck all the blood out of me the day after my birthday.
Hit us up in the studio, people. It's at FUBAR Radio on Twitter. Hip-hop at FUBARradio.com. Coming up next, we're going to be joined in the studio by the one and only Farmer G of Task Force. This is hip-hop.
Say stop talking all that jazz.
Pass the mic and let me motivate. Movements through the music, get your soul to shake. Hold on, wait, claiming you're the sickest, then they sold no tapes. I can tell you're rookie from you jump on stage to spit and then your vocals break. Today I woke up late, I was dreaming, scheming, trying to find some deeper meaning. Astral projecting, I'm beaming. Cause someone help me get down from the ceiling. Cause I'm floating, puff, puff, pass. They know I'm talking potent, keep my focus open. I'm in the kitchen cooking soul food. Same time I'm having sex over the surface. Coops, you so crude. Most of these rappers ain't got no clue. I got that special recipe, Benesses. They're bringing less than me. So be ready to draw your weapon, see. Cause I'm a veteran G. I write these bars using telepathy, leaving MCs in jeopardy. No one can second me. I'm moving to guys like Kazuya and Tekken 3. Please. Man, I'm jazzing while I'm on the beat spazzing. Got the magic touch, I'm guessing he hasn't. And her feet in the air trying to giggle with orgasm. Work to open small chasms in this thing that should be winning beauty pageants. Imagination, coordination of my demonstration. Through this elevation of microphone exhalation. Got no expectation for this generation in this foolish nation. They're just trying to figure who's the coolest wasteman in this world of product placements and mass displacement. I just stay making bangers in the basement. Keep the world adjacent, it's a scary place. Where's Freddy and Jason? Feeling to smack them in the face. I'm aggravated and impatient, terrorizing the terrorists and trying to fuck my therapist. Living in London till it's derelict or they bury it. Can find me on the ferry lit, smoking on some cherry shit. On my way to Amsterdam, the way I live is very sick. Yeah.
Stop.
Princess of the Blackfish Collective. How's it going, babe?
Hey, pretty boy Francis, like, he wasn't in the band. He was just, like, you know, one of the guys that we knew. He used to actually rap with my younger brother. And they got to, like, open for D12 when they were, like, 12.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was really mad, like...
Oh my god, that's insane.
Yeah.
So did you go?
No, I didn't go. Like, I don't even know why I didn't go.
Because
I think
it was, you're probably too young to even think about how iconic.
Do you know what?
That
I think
was.
I was going through my emo phase. I was definitely going through my emo phase, and I was like mad into Paramore. I was like, you thought what? No.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Uh huh. That last cut, brand new, brand new from Coops. It's called That Jazz. It's produced by Talos. Cuts by DJ Chutz. And that is brand new signing to High Focus Records, and it's available on limited edition 7-inch vinyl too. So check it out. But right now it's a special time.
Ooh.
Because I have been like hitting this guy up for about a year saying, are you going to come through to the studio and see us?
Been harassing you,
it
yeah.
became on like stalkerish harassment levels, I think. But
pro, Cher was a pro stalker. You know what? If, don't really.
You know what? If I'd have knew it was where it is, I didn't know you was here.
That close.
I did like, say that me, in one of the messages.
Me and the wife just literally walked here in 5 minutes.
Oh,
we're,
serious?
We're just over there.
You're even that's closer hilarious. Than the it train se- station.
It seems much worse now that I know where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Apologies.
That's all good,
no,
man.
But the important thing is you're here now.
I know.
Yes, man, with the LP out as well.
Yeah.
How long's it been out?
Since the 31st.
By the way, we're joined by Farmer G, one half of the task force right now in the studio.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, a lot of people, your brother's been over. He's come and visit us a few times now.
I see.
Chester P, for those who don't know. You should know, though, because, if you don't know. But, yeah, finally we get you here.
Thank you.
And I think it was great timing as well because you just dropped this LP. Obviously, I didn't even know if you were still doing it or not.
For a minute I just had twins and thought, yeah, it's not the time to be like dealing with the old ego of a man. So I had to put it all aside. It's the right thing to do, and it's
is that what you equate dealing with hip hop with, is dealing with the ego?
Yeah, totally, 100%.
Why do you say that?
Because you couldn't do it without an ego. You'd never prosper in this arena if you didn't have some kind of ego attached to the profession. I that's what I believe. I believe that. I mean, it's for me, it's two halves, because I would never get on here as Robin. I would come to the reception and say, yeah, hello, I'm Robin, I'm here for FUBAR. But to get on here and then be Robin is not going to work because I wouldn't actually speak at all.
So do you feel like the ego part is where you, the character of Farmer G?
Yeah.
Is it that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because I feel like in any line of work, you need some, for you to succeed at what you're doing, for you to be good at your work, you need some form of ego, be like, yeah, I need to get this done by 5:30. Or
well, it's an exaggerated belief in self. How many MCs think they're the best? Probably not many, really. But how many say it? So that's to me what an ego. That's the ego talking.
Because it was a little minute where you were kind of low key. You hadn't put out much for a little while, but then I kept seeing random bits of production popping up here and there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It started with Matt Comey. I don't know how people say it. I don't know. You
no
heard
idea.
Of Matt Comey? Come on now. Come on, FUBAR Radio, hip hop show.
This is why you need to
Matt
be replying to my messages.
Right, Mark, it's M-A-C-H.
Slow down, Sarah, let's not get angry about it.
M-A-C-H, so it must be Mark, right?
Or Mark, M-A-C-H, well, it depends Mac. If he's German.
Yeah, I'd say Mac.
So I've been calling him Matt Comey for God knows how long. But he dropped an album called Haitian Body Odor.
Okay.
The guy is ridiculous. Like, there's a whole underground movement, I believe, going on in the States. And here as well. People like Sonny Jim, who you all know, like, and people like these Giallo Point producer. I don't know if I'm saying that.
Yeah, I know Giallo.
I don't know if I'm saying that right. Is it Jello, Giallo?
I think it's Giallo.
But shouts to Giallo anyway. Yeah. Like, there's a whole movement of, like, real underground
hip hop.
Yeah, and that kind of, that relates to me a lot.
Why?
Because I've tried to do everything to move in a certain direction here, and it sort of always ends at a certain height, if you know what I mean. Like,
so you're saying there's
like the glass ceiling kind of
effect. Yeah,
there's
only a certain point you can kind of get to making underground.
I'm not
music
saying
or
that it's the only, no, because people like Ocean Wisdom, and so I'm not saying that's a rule for everyone. I'm saying in the style that I would imagine myself to want to be shone. Like, I'd like it to be a certain way. I don't want to make fancy hip hop or like double time stuff, because that's not really me. So I'd like
fancy hip hop.
No, but you know, like all shiny and
sound,
and
synthetic, or
not even just sparkling, you know.
Yeah, like, okay, the little
clean. There's,
lo-fi is always been where my idea of music that I appreciate, that it kind of comes from there. Like 36 Chambers is as lo-fi as you would need as an example to know what I'm talking about. Mm. So yeah, as I say, there's a movement, and it all started for me.
Mm-hmm.
Listening, thinking, oh, these guys are cool. Like, there's a guy, Este Knack. There's all these different artists who are very, very, very skilled. But they might only have 500, 800 followers on mm-hmm. Twitter.
Mm.
So, again, it goes back to this thing of propping up the belief of it ain't about social media. It's never been about how many followers you've got. Mm, yeah?
Yeah. So someone turned it into
There's
that,
some very talented dudes out there who ain't got no followers at all. Mm. But at least the internet's given them a platform. Mm. So Mac Homie, I sent him some music. He's a very odd fellow. I never heard from him for months. And then he just sent me like this kind of cryptic message. Have you got a SoundCloud page? Put this up. And he sent me a track called Niggerati Manor,
mm-hmm.
which is just, it's a banger. It's a banger. And that was it from there. So I was networking after that, because I had this guy to...
Oh, so he had a following and people...
Oh, over there...
Mm-hmm. In the States, that is, yeah?
Yeah, but not social network following. This is the thing. It's an odd thing going on. And people like Giallo, like I've said to him many times, he's like inspired me. Because he's working with X amount of different artists from the States. People like Smooth and Hustler Kingpin. He's just worked with Vinnie Paz and like loads of decent artists.
Mm.
And I listened to what he was doing. I said, I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do what he's doing. And I see Sonny Jim doing it as well. And I see a couple of people moving in that direction. I thought, I want a little piece of this, because... Too long I've tried to rap and make beats and be
both
on par with Chester. That's a difficult thing to do. It'd be difficult for anybody to do.
But then you say that, but then I think that's part of Task Force success, is that, you know, you're like a yin and yang, and there's something that you provided definitely that the fan Task Force fans love about Farmer G, which is very separate and different to what Chester does.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a workload thing. Because when I could play a beat, or I can offload a whole heap of beats to Chess and be like, bang, pick the beats you like. But I've already spent days and days making them beats. Mm-hmm. And then I've got to wait for him to say he likes one or not like one. And then I've got to write to it. He's come up with his bit. And it's a lot of work.
So how does that differ to the beginning days of Task Force, like from that new mic order, putting something like that together, compared to like what you've just described?
The new
it's
mic
always, it's, well, new mic order was Mark B, right?
Yeah.
So that's easy. That's easy work, yeah, because it's just sitting down. And when other people, we just finished an album, I won't call it a mini album, an album with Ill Informed.
Oh, what, Task Force with Ill Informed?
Yeah.
Woo!
And for those who don't know, Ill Informed is
Leaf Dog's brother. Little brother, right?
Yeah, excuse me.
Wow.
And it's that again, isn't it? It's that boom bap. It's what them guys all deal with. It's like there's a certain set of vibe with it.
You got to say you influenced a lot of them, bruv. So.
Yeah. So in a way, it's sort of coming full circle on the essence of the sound and the music. And I know Chester's very hungry.
Yeah, we noticed, boy. He's been on fire, man.
Because I thought it was a real shame where there was a kind of period of time where we didn't hear much from either you or Chester. And I think, you know, with you guys' experience and just the time that you've had in the game, the amount of different people that you've connected with, learnt from as well, from like the beginnings, and just your own life stories, there's so much that you need to, that this a new generation need to learn from. And those stories need to be shared. And I mean, musically too, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure if anyone wants to hear that though, Sarah. I think but hear people what? Like hear Class words.
Force. No, but I'm talking about even on a musical
a
level.
Musical?
So in terms of contributing music, it was too long to work for where I didn't hear, you know, the output from the yeah. Task Force camp kind of thing.
Well, it's scary, man. It's what? Scary when you start. It's like what you feel vulnerable when you grow older, and it's like if you fall over when you're my age, it knocks the living daylights out of you. But on off different levels, not just oh I got a bruise on my knee. It's like what the hell was I doing on the floor and why did it hurt so much? And it's like it's the whole space. It's the same as putting out music because it's your heart and it's not the same as when you was 18 or 19 or whenever, like some of the younger people who make music, it just is like, oh, I've got all the time in the world to do this.
Yeah, I remember speaking to you about that. I bumped into you in Kentish Town or somewhere like that? Do you remember that was
you was outside
some
the
years
Oxford,
ago.
Right?
Yeah, I think we had a drink and you were talking about the fact that, you know, you don't want to, a lot of the Task Force stuff you did, you don't feel comfortable rapping it anymore because it's not you, like you've grown out of that mind state.
I mean,
do you still feel like that
it's
now?
It's not
as well?
So much uncomfortable, but it doesn't necessarily, obviously, it's like it's 10, 15 years, some of them 20 years ago that these bars were written. So obviously, performing is a great thrill, and I'll always enjoy performing those tracks, but writing lyrics is much different. It's much more difficult for me now. Like I was saying, it's a vulnerability now because it's. What do you say? What do you say? I don't want to be like trying to rap that will slap down a 20-year-old. Because then that would be like, but dude, ain't you 23 years older than that guy? And that don't sound right.
But I think it's different, isn't it? Like, you have different things to say that the 20-year-old you can't chat about kind of thing. And then when you think of someone like, say, Quincy Jones, that he was 50 when he made the Thriller album.
Yeah,
you know, so in terms of, like, what bring to the table.
Did you, have you read the interview?
Yeah. But this is what happens when you get older.
Do a Task Force version.
This is why you have
Quincy
to be
interview.
Careful. You have to be careful when you get older because you start saying things that are dodgy. To get back in the game, like doing weird things or saying weird stuff to be relevant. I'm not trying to be relevant on a level where it's like, oh, I better think of something really clever to say that'll appeal to the younger people. I just want to hook up with rappers that I think are ill and have something to say and who need a platform.
But that's all the reaction that I've seen to your new album, Sentimental Alien, is that it's like people are just excited to hear you it raw, you know, just like you said now, hooking up with aliens with rappers and aliens
hooking up
that
with
you're
alien.
What's the idea behind the title of the album, Sentimental Alien?
Sort of being detached.
You feel like an outsider
No. I'm a granddad in this game. I don't misconstrue that in my own mind. It's like I understand my importance, my relevance to here at least. And like I say, there's a ceiling, and I don't want to just keep on being monotonous. And
like,
I haven't got lyrics to say that people ain't heard.
So are you rapping at all on this album?
Yeah. You're gonna play a track with me on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I called myself Alien Grey. Just
I
because,
see.
It, again, just to detach myself from the ego of it, is like I wanted this to be. So the sentimental alien is I'm a nostalgic fellow, and the nostalgia that I think music has and holds for all of us is that it brings you back to a time and a place when you listen to a certain music. Well, it doesn't matter what music you're listening to, and. Yeah, I felt detached, not because I don't feel like I belong, but detached because I took a hiatus and I was gone and enjoyed it. It was difficult at first, but then just because you have to drop all the, well, where's all my props and where's all the recognition? Where's all the, this is what gets people wired in the wrong plug sockets.
So in the ego, I mean, and that's why, like, when you talk about the ego thing, I think the problem is people who can't control that. Like, you have to have an ego in order for you to progress, you know, yep. do better at what you're doing. Yep. But then you have to know that that is there. You need to know, okay, this is what is making everyone, you know, maybe they're drawn to you because of it or whatever, whatever. But don't ever make that be you. Mate, don't, like, when you get home, you can
you
be
Robbie,
you can be Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah, that, I think that's where it gets blurry, where people don't, they everywhere you go, they're that, they're the, you know, the artist, they're the artist. They're
but it's
and
a need
that
as
will
well.
Mess you up, man.
It's a need. Mm. Like, you see it in people now. You can see it all over social network.
Yeah.
On Twitter. And I'm an addict as well. I can't deny the addiction. But, man, people got to be careful with, like, social networking.
Yeah.
Because I keep saying to myself, only post music, only post about music. That's what it's there for. If I start using it for anything else, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah,
what am I even doing? Yeah. Ain't about nothing else. People for me, personally.
It's weird, man. We could talk about all day for how
but this
weird
is,
it is.
This is a danger. This is a massive danger. It's not really something I'm going to, like, invite anyone to talk about right now, but it's a huge danger in our society that this need and of attention all the time. People want to be noticed all the time. It's like people, me and Phil, the wife, we get joke all the time because the people will be walking down the street. You know what it is? They ain't even know that they're looking at you anymore because they it's like they can see you on a phone. So it's like they're so used to looking at images on phone that they're looking at a real person and they've forgotten that they're looking at a real person. It's like, yo, what the hell are you looking at?
Yeah.
Like, heads are going a little bit, you know? And it's a danger. So, like, as much as I would admit that the addiction is there for me too, but it's like with rappers and all the rest of it, celebrities in general, man, it's like this mad hunger for a like or a retweet or like all this kind of stuff. It's a bit sickening, like, and I can't really condone it, like, massively.
I mean, I can't blame you for talking like that. I think as well, when you notice it, it's hard to unnotice it. Once you see it and you're like, and you could it's like, bruv, we know that you're sitting there typing this shit out, hoping for some kind of reaction. Ouch, you know, someone just types, ouch. They want people to go, oh, what's wrong? What happened? Bruv, just say, if you're hurt, the last thing I'm thinking of when I stub my toe is like, oh, I'm going to tweet about that. I need people, but there are people that are like, and then once you notice it, it's hard to unnotice it. You're like, shit, there's a lot of people that do that, and it's weird.
But people are talking absolute doo-doo as well.
I know, but you see, I think it fills a void that people aren't having in real, like, physical society. You know, there's not the communities anymore like we experienced in
Yeah, but why?
No one wanna go out. You can't smoke when you go out. You have to be standing outside. So for us, especially, like, where, you know, with our kung fu, all them
How did all of us lot meet? How did we all meet?
Yeah, because you could go out then. You could smoke inside the club. It was easier to go out.
It weren't because of smoking.
I think a big part.
We already checked it on the show a few months ago, and the year the smoking ban started, the next year, like, the percentage of people going out to clubs and all that vanished.
It's true.
You know, and that was just, I'm not that smart at all, but I thought there's something to do because I was always out. I'm hosting here, performing there, but I noticed the difference, and it's like, shit, yeah, because now at Fabric, everyone's got to walk all the way around here and go there and stand outside to smoke. Wintertime, they don't want to go out.
Yeah, no, there's way less live music venues now. I mean, there's loads of medical studies even showing how unhealthy social media is. You know, I'm just pleased that we're the last of the analog generation who have a measuring stick to compare against, you know, compared to kids coming up now where this is all they know. But that's why I think music is such an important antidote to it. And that's why I think it's important that artists like you put out material because it does inspire people and it touches people's heart. So tell me, what's the story behind this Illegal Aliens track? Because I want to hear you rapping against
Illegal Aliens. I'm just finishing an album with Leaf Dog. That is sort of like half his production, half my production, and we're rapping on all the tracks together.
Sick.
And it's nice. And he introduced me to a rapper called Smellington Piff.
Yeah.
And I loved his name before I heard his before I heard his rhymes. And when I actually heard him rhyme, I thought, wow, this kid's very cool. And I just wanted them to be was this maybe the first track that I came up with for that album.
Okay.
And I wanted two heavy hitters to join me, and this is the track.
Planet Zoidberg is awaiting your return, Nasta.
I shall not return until this sword is extracted from my cranium.
By the power of Grayskull, Skeletor Piff the most fatal, nuclear NATO, strike like Drago, microphone assassinator, lay low, before I run you underneath the Winnebago. Rotten love, I shot the dove with Cupid's bow, a ruthless soul, hand on heart, salute the crow, lord of darkness, more than a port of hardship, awful bastard, walking torn and tarnished. To fall at the feet of angels, up on Salisbury Hill with Pete and Gabriel. Do I need to kneel and pray for you? To ask God for something real to say to you? Nah, God's already walking with me. He just doesn't like to talk into the horde of whiskey. Awkward silences caused by the pause of violences, but interrupted by the law with sirens. Swiftly moving on, with Farm and Leaf trying to escape Area 51 before they catch us and splatter us with their gamma guns. I'm out of here, changing channel, son. But flick it back if you be kicking rap, and tell Arthur to pull this sword out of my thinking cap. The knights at the round table, they couldn't hold us back. I'm rolling that, yeah, let's go with that.
I walk on the straight, narrow path in the night. Dark omen, call me Damien. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium. Illegal aliens, sworn to a life subterranean. Left thinking like the Fabians. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium. Illegal aliens.
Subscribe to the idols and their wizardry, the symphony arranged and conducted with ancient mysteries, telepathy, not old school raving but brain and tyranny. Hail, snow, fire and brimstone, I'm physically slow-mo, I vanish like ozone, I break dance, no stopping us now, we fully turbocharged angels in shell toes. I'm from the 80s era with grey skulls, I rock the fly sneakers with Velcro, a pen pro, no game shows, the end zone with Damon Killian, the gun in hand, a running man among civilians. The vaudevillians are brilliant with simians with names like Caesar. Horseback with the militants, sprinkled with Ritalin, so be vigilant. We're limited by trust to find the truth within your innocence. We're killing kids with stringed instruments as stimulants, overdosed on Spanish guitars. The last wolves is truly imminent. In the valley of Silicon Death with Citizen Smith, the neo-activist mapped the matrix and tracked the oracle and had to slap the bitch. The fantasist, red pills in wonderlands and magic tricks. Blade runners and gunners shoot up electric dreams. I never sleep without the pen and paper next to me. Narcoleptic nightmares within the beat machine. The dirty streets provide the theme tune to this life I lead.
I walk on a straight narrow path in the night. Dark omen, call me Damien. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium. Illegal aliens, sworn to a life subterranean. Left thinking like the Fabians. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium. Illegal aliens.
I connect with the sun like the moon when it's falling. Your career will have more spikes than the pussy when it's folding. We stay applauding, I know to make it round like Spalding. While you're trying to master the reforming, on the feet is strictly holy grails. I seen the ending to your only tale. You've been the victim of your own betrayal. Your numbers changing like the broken scale. My vocal propels, you're dancing like the opening spells. El Doctor, specialist opera. Tim London Biz, so the label might drop ya. Every album is a sophomore. Assassin creeping from offshore. Toby doesn't matter if it costs more. Optimum spit, the doctor must fit in any practice. We do it through an Oculus Rift to hone the tactics. Show the antics, fans connect like how our aunt is. We still struggling through these sandpits. A strange speech, never dreaming of a Palm Beach. My words will hit much further than my arms reach. I never teach, this is strictly for the self to grow. Everything is borrowed in this world, don't think it isn't so. Some respect to give a man his worth. Understand you'd never truly own your bit of turf. Think you're losing is just a bit of curse. I spit the verse for reality of first. Hoping that you hear the words.
I walk on the straight narrow path in the night. Dark omen, call me Damien. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium. Illegal aliens, sworn to
Borderline subterranean. Left thinking like the Fabians. Forced into being with the sword in my cranium. Illegal aliens.
It's so good to hear again. Thank you so much. Tell the people about that track. This is from your brand new album.
It's Illegal Aliens, Smell It and Piff, Bad Boy MC, RLD Records, alongside the legend that is Leaf Dog, High Focus, 4 Hours Fame, and myself with the alias Alien Grey.
And is this out now then?
It's out, yeah. Yeah, it's on my Bandcamp. I don't know what my Bandcamp is.
So it came out January 31st?
January the 31st. It came out on the super moon, the night of the super moon.
Was it the Blue Blood super
moon? The Blue Blood super moon. It came out on that evening. If you see the cover, you understand why makes any relevance, because the guy's got a massive moon head, pretty much like myself. and it's going all right. It's not like back in the day, but it's going all right. It's nice. People are.
What do you mean by that when you say that? Because some people, they only know the digital online era of music.
All right, for the people who only have that experience, back in the day, me and Chess, we would sell one-sided promo vinyls for £10, and that was to the shops at that price, and they would spit that out at £15. And we were selling units, and it was the dubs, isn't it? It's like weren't even up, like the Simon Says dub and all the different things.
Too many classics.
Man, me and Chess made a lot of guacamole back in the day, and that's what I mean. That's changed, but that's for it's probably the first time in the whole time I've been making music. This particular time, that wasn't my focal point at all, because I just put money in and made that back, and then just gonna spread it out to the people who are involved, really. And it's a lovely thing. Yeah. I suggest people have a listen at the very least.
Who else is on the album that they might hear?
From over here, you got Dirty Dyke, you got Scuff, you got my big not my big brother, my brother Chester P, but he's quite big. You got Kashmir, Farage Is a Loser, one of my favourite tracks. You got a guy called Anyway the God, who's an incredible, absolutely incredible MC from over here, who I think people need to pay more attention to.
Yeah, for sure.
The references in that track are like just silly. It's like I'm still finding things that I hadn't
put. He's one of them, yeah.
Yeah. And from the States, you got My peoples from the Knuckle Sandwich Deli, which is a little clique that I'm a part of. You got my guy Alessandro, a Panamanian Dro, and Flashiest Clay.
So
this is
confirming there's going to be more music coming from Farmer G then.
You know what? I got an album that I've produced with a New York hood rat. It's a psychedelic hood rat. You might find him on the corner of one of them dingy blocks called Rome Streets. And this album is what I've always... Yeah, this is what I wanted to make. This is it.
Yeah, no, and it's not just the Sentimental Alien. There's going to be new Task Force material. There's this project. I see you guys are out on the road doing shows too.
Yeah, we're out and about doing a couple of festivals. I think we're at that thing in Croatia. What's that called?
Outlook.
You were doing that, I think.
Well, you're definitely coming back. Now you know where we are, and you're only 5 minutes away. You're going to be back again.
Yeah.
No excuses.
Yeah. We confirm that. Yeah, I mean.
The year's worth of harassment pays
I'll bring the kids and the wife next time.
Right.
I'll do
it. Yeah, man, that'd be wicked, bruv.
No, but it's so lovely to see you. And it's just so nice, I think, for the listeners to be able to hear you as well. And we're going to be supporting everything that you're putting out as well. So we're just grateful that you've brought it back and releasing some fresh music for us.
Thank you.
Yes, you lot. Google Farmer G, F-A-R-M-A.
What the hell?
E-F-A-R. How do you spell Farmer? Because no, there's P-H Farmer.
F-A-R-M-A. And are you still going by Farmer G?
No, you know what? That's another one. The guy renamed me. Who? That Mac Homie guy, he renamed me. And now it's Farmer Beats. But obviously...
Oh, okay. So Google Farmer Beats. Because you don't know your Bandcamp.
Nah, it's Farmer Beats on Bandcamp. Farmer Beats, something like that.
But we're also sharing all the links on the FUBAR Twitter. Thank you so much for coming through to the show. Come and chill with us for the rest of the show, because we're going to have a live open mic coming up. And right after this, we've got our next guest in the studio, Capitan of C-T-O-T-I. So keep it locked. It's FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents
As an influencer, I think we really do have a responsibility to be accurately portraying what we look like in real life.
I totally agree. And can you imagine us growing up with Instagram?
It's an absolute minefield. And I can remember my parents being worried about MSN Messenger or all these horror stories about chat rooms. You had what?
A beeper.
You had a pager?
Yeah, the little like, oh, excuse me, who's
I
that?
I thought they were all for American phones. Drug dealers.
Well,
my spare time, Miss Cox.
Every Friday. Talk with Olivia Cox and Rachel Dowie. From 5 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
That's right, bitches and bitchettes. You're live back here with the hip-hop shows, My Stiggy and DJ Sarah Love, and we're joined by another guest who goes by the name of El Capitan.
What's going down? Thanks for having me, FUBAR.
You see?
Have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
How you been, bruv?
I've been good, man. Busy. You know, I've been very busy doing my thing, pursuing my acting career and music, you know, just
keeping at it, man.
Staying busy.
I saw the little blurb about, I didn't realize you were that busy in the acting world.
Yeah, man. I studied here. I came here to study at Drama Centre London, one of the best drama schools here in London, man. Mm. So I have a bachelor in acting, 3 years intense training, man. So I have an agent.
3 years?
Yeah, man. It was, you know, day in, day out, you know, all day. And it's
Because I think I should... People always telling me I need to get into it, but I'm like, yeah, but if I'm going to act, I need to learn how the fuck to do it.
Well, acting, man, you know, you can describe it in one phrase, yeah? Sanford Meisner said this, acting is living truthfully under imaginary circumstances. And that could be whatever it is.
That's a bit deep. You got to break that down. But that's I'm not that smart, living truthfully.
For example, you're in a movie, yeah? Someone just killed your sister and you have to go to the toilet real quick and clean your hands. How are you going to clean your hands? Truthfully.
Did someone kill my sister?
No, somebody else killed your sister. That's the imaginary circumstance. Okay. That's what you have to take with you emotionally or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you still have to go wash your hands because you got maybe ketchup or something.
Oh.
So you go to the kitchen, wash your hands. You live truthfully in that moment. Like, but as an actor, you're emotionally in another place or you're mentally whatever, but you're still living truthfully. You still have to be a human being. Other actors will go like, other people who don't really know the technique of acting will go up there like just try and do too much and clean it like... And just clean their hands in a way that's like, what are you doing, man? You know, just clean your fucking hands. You know what I mean?
That'd be me bleaching.
Acting. But you don't need acting. Acting isn't acting. Acting is doing. Doing as you would do in normal life.
That's profundo.
Let's get into something I can understand, because I need to rewind. I'm going to have to listen back and rewind that shit, play it slow-mo so I can understand. But right now, you're on the show to promote your latest LP, which is Solely Soul for Consciousness.
Yes,
I love the way you've titled this as well, because it's solely, as in only, for the soul, S-O-U-L.
Yes,
then you've got the Roman numerals for, and then consciousness. What was the idea behind that?
Just to try and make it look inviting, really. I was just imagining, you know, how can I love the title. I was thinking a lot about the title, and I just love the, you know, Roman numerals, and I just thought of that. It would look cool like that. You know, you could put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah, it does look good.
Thank you. So yeah, word up to COTM,
and that's what counts. If it looks good on a t-shirt, check out my tassels.
Yeah, there you go, something
today,
like that. Yeah. That's the visual effect of it. Because I got inspired by Odyssey for the cover. I got inspired by Odyssey's his album covers
because they're
so beautiful. I look at them and I'm like, that's a Michelangelo work of art, you know.
Mm.
So that's what I was kind of going for with this photo and kind of just simplicity, you know, on the COTI label up in the top, and just try to keep it simple. But obviously, with the message of why I do hip hop, it's to try and keep the positive message of hip hop, of the culture, of consciousness, blah, blah, blah.
So, what is your background? Because you've been on the show before. This was back in 2016, though,
and
you came through with the whole crew. But, like, for people who haven't heard of you before today, like, give them a
I was born in Mexico with my family. We moved to Texas and then Florida. And then finally grew up mainly in Switzerland with my family. So and then I just came to UK to represent my artist blood, you know.
So did you move to UK for the acting stuff to study?
Yeah, only that, yeah.
So when you work with the guys, do you fly back to Switzerland all the time then?
Yeah. So for example, I want to, you know, give a shout out on the 12th of April. Our next COTI album is going to land. It's called Flight Mode Funk. And you know, we're gonna perform that in April in Geneva. So I have to go, you know, to Geneva, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So we're always, so it's difficult for our group to really maintain together, because some of us are in Brighton, Dr. Cool's in Brighton, and Evita in Brighton. So it's tough, but we got a manager for the music, man. You know? Stay together because we love what we do, and it's our group, and we believe in ourselves, man. So,
but you've got
ain't no mountain, huh?
Oh, sing it. You're on them singing lessons too. But you're gonna perform a track for us. Is this taken from the album?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
From my single. It's called Pure Feeling.
Okay.
And so I have a music video on that. And,
yeah, I see the video.
This beat
for
is
it.
Made by Honey Beats. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is yeah.
So who made the video?
A guy called Chispa Prod. Geneva Spark Production.
He's traveling everywhere with you, right?
Then yeah, because we and that weekend we opened for we had the honor of opening for Mos Def, Yassine Bey, man.
Yassine Bey,
we went to Amsterdam on the Saturday, so we were like going, and he followed us around, man, and at TMZ as well. So yeah, we, yeah, man.
So you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Yeah.
I spit truth.
El Capitan.
I spit truth.
Yeah.
I spit truth for the sincere.
Life feeding love into my mind. I look around and see its reason. It's the path outside my lines. This be the birth of all beyond me. Something greater has its vibe, but it reaches deep inside. I can feel it in my eyes. The world around keeps moving. The beat hip hop is grooving. My soul is growing to it. My energy comes through it. Capitan's into it. Let it rise. Love the prize. Feel the vibes. Whatever you want, just make it happen. Easy as that. Just keep on laughing. Beer drinks, time passing. A friend to chill with. That's all I'm asking. To kill the clock of galactic space. So when I'm rapping, keep the pace. I'm changing faces, uniting races, tickling your spirit with my matrix. I'm immune to your hatred. The feeling's so pure, man, it's impossible to fake this.
Mm-hmm. Turn my headphones off.
Headphones up, man. Yo, yeah, C-O-T-I.
Can't hear yourself now, yeah.
Thank you, man. Dear mama. Yeah. Listen up, Kubar. Yeah. The melody caresses every part of me. As heavenly as Aphrodite singing audibly. It's possibly the harmony that's calling out the sun. Suddenly I'm rapping with my homies cause it's fun. The moments flaring fire like the solo in a choir. Everything we have, so there's nothing to aspire. Letting go of reason, silence can't be called a liar. The dark sky tells me why. I feel connected to a spirit that I know exists tonight. It gives me hope, I see the light. I let what is to be, not judge it wrong or right. Forget about the future cause I know we'll be alright. Once upon a time, I wrote a rhyme of pure emotion. It took off on its own, I saw it turned into a kite. I cut the string and let it go. Far away, it found a home in someone else's soul. A pure feeling with a message in a bottle from unknown.
He's on the production on this one.
So this one is, we got Oscar Lo Bruto on the production. On the scratches, we got DJ Tiny Tim in the house. Yeah, mad scratches. We got Tupac. We got, who else? Yeah, that was Master Ace. It's beautiful. So on the scratches, yeah, and Tupac. And yeah, man, Honey Beats, C-O-T-I.
Nice, man.
Very cool.
Thank
so what's happening
you.
Next then?
Well, man, just trying to be as busy as possible, you know, trying to land another, you know, gig, you know, trying to represent my album, you know, keep that thing moving.
Are you
sorry?
You getting involved in the open mic then too?
Yeah, for sure, man. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I just wanted to
I'm
give
not gonna
you
let them rap, man.
just wanted to give you a quick.
Oh, thank you. I imagine that is a standing ovation, right?
It is. Okay, of course it is.
Good.
Of course it is.
Little minimes.
But yes, you're going to be chilling with us for the open mic too, so we might even hear some more bars from you
as
well. Yeah?
You will. There you will.
Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank
what
you
are
guys.
All the links that you'd like to share with people?
So just cotimusic.com and check me out on Instagram, Capitan Viveros. And yeah, just check out my Bandcamp, capitancoti.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. And then, just check out COTI Music.
Wunderbar. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, guys.
And keep it locked, because coming up next, we're getting into the open mic, and there's, like, a whole army of hungry, hungry MCs. Like, they're just literally about to
lines
kick the door
ready.
In. So don't move a muscle. It's FUBAR.
on the golden pond behind's made for welting. Standing next to your aura, I felt it. You wanna dance, or would you rather just suck face? Dirty dancing hands, palmy blue velvet. Super freak, I'm Rick James, babe, work your pelvis. Took the style to ramp with it like Elvis. Ain't no faking the funk like when Harry met Sally. Afford to be selfish. Lost boys, heed the advice, wear them helmets. Moonstruck, two slaps to the face, snap out of it. Bust my door down while smiling, here's Johnny. Another to your tally, a black man in Texas. Don't throw my loving in my face, interject us. Risky business don't come with a prospectus. It's weird science, guess I find my wife in the nexus. Apply solar plexus, exclaiming projections. Blood pumps erections, the black plunge injections. Cocktail, I seek to destroy, fuck affection. Ain't no mannequin to take for a toy, disrespecting. Find me a room with the view for reflection. Women, throw your mind overboard, get you sectioned. She said the stick look pretty in pink, soul complexion. Showed you the real in the real frames galore. Sentimentalian projector. Display the screenplay in motion pictures. What's the score? What's the score? Showed you the real in the real frames galore. Sentimentalian projector. Display the screenplay in motion pictures. What's the score? Mama. What's the score? What do you want, really? Showed you the real in the real. This 180s, baby. Complete about face to waste your brain's bug juice. It's some kind of wonderful. Catch beetles on ground fruit. Full metal jacket, exoskeletal, the platoon. Once that exterior is crushed, internal soft goop. Crush crew, the groove turn. Lady burst the bug stew. Horns, Miles Davis with that trumpet making bitch brew. Physically vacant space taken at the rent's due. I levitate, I ride like extraterrestrials. Stimulated by these moves to get her foot loose. Flash dance, my stance, draw a glance for the cook goose. She's always victim to the fly that lies in the temple of doom. Dung beetles pushing shit across the sand dune. Mining for spice, it's all nice when things are brand new. Age like your abs and I still got a face to mask Luke. So sentimental. This is Blues Brothers. This revenge of the nerds. We got the bush covered. Laid the duppy trap for portraits like Ghostbusters. Prince Hakeem and bootleg Mackie D's the lone hunter. They live behind the shades and watches like Who Framed Roger. Filling the pet cemetery that hard we grave dodgers. It's a never ending story making blockbusters. I'm Bruce Lee in movies with some noon chuckers. Ha! Showed you the real in the real frames galore. Sentimentalian projector. Play the screenplay in motion pictures. What's the score? What's the score? Showed you the real in the real frames galore. Sentimentalian projector. Display the screenplay in motion pictures. What's the score? What's the score?
Another cut from Farmer G's new album. The album's called Sentimental Alien. That last cut featuring Anyway, the God Golden Ponds is the name of the tune. And we just have Farmer on the show. If you missed that, you missed out. So hit up foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. But now...
we're about to get into the open, mother-loving, mic bitches and bitchettes. Who we got in here today, man? Woo! It's some names to reel off. All right. So we got, obviously, we got my man here.
Capitan.
And over here we got who? Evil. Now explain this. Evil means explicit, vile, ill lyrics, yeah?
Straight out of Scotland,
bruv. You can pull the mic towards, don't be scared, pull the mic towards you, bruv. It's kind of weird.
Straight out of Scotland, bruv. Yeah. Thanks for having me down.
Wicked, man. Thanks for coming all the way down, bruv. What you got in that casket, that little drink? He's got one of them silver
whiskey.
Yeah. So many drinks. We're Scottish. We mix our shit. We love it.
Oh, shit. And then over here, who we got over here? I recognise Pleasanton, but what's your name?
Jack City.
Nah,
man.
Where are you hailing from?
I'm from Leeds.
From Leeds. Yeah.
It's a long journey down. I'm a bit tired now.
Appreciate you coming down, bro.
Nah, I appreciate being here.
Yes, man. Plain and simple. How you doing, bruv? Good to see you back again.
Yes, good to be back, man.
Yes, you got some more fire for us, yeah?
Of course.
Ah, shit. And then Cynical.
Cynical, yes.
How are you, man? You good?
I'm wicked, man.
Good to be back again.
Indeed.
Hey, I feel like this open mic's going to be a dangerous one. Who we got on the beat? Ah, it's our friends, the X and Tricks.
Uh-huh. Are you guys ready to do this?
Let's do this. Let's get into this. This is the Food Bar Radio hip-hop show right here. Sarah Love, Mice Diggy. We got some crazy-ass MCs about to go down right now when the beat drops.
Hey. What's popping? We good, yeah? My name's Jack City. Let's go. Yo.
One of a kind, one at a time. Only gotta get a gun on my mind. Hitting my grind, city sublime. I'm trying to find the rest of my mind. It's been defined as being benign, but I ain't got time, it's hard to find. Sitting in line, hitting my chime. On the decline, up for the climb. I'm rapping for rappers that never get mine. Rapping for rappers that never get wise. Rapping for rappers that nothing but lie. Rapping for rappers that snap and despise. Rapping for rappers that clap at demise. Rapping for rappers that snap and despise. Clapping for rappers the pass of the time. Chopping at rappers that never get why. I'm hacking at rappers, I'm snapping the spine. Rapping at rappers, I'm mapping the mind. Slapping the slappers that follow behind. I've gathered them up as I've mastered the mind. I'm one of them kind of finds. A mighty fine kind of guy. I'm fine as wine. I've got too much fucking time. But before I'm up, I'll shine. I'm about to find, I'm out to dine. A fight with Pennywise. And I quick apologise. If it's easy, write my lines. It's just a rhyme, but it's my time. Hit my main high. I'd like to die before I'm living for nothing but living in fear. Kicking a coffin but never to cheer. Giving them something that's ever so rare. Sniffing a pussy to putting in here. We're living a pussy, they're cutting it clear. Living for nothing but finding a beer. Thinking of stopping but never be near. Drinking be propping up why I'm here. Sticking and swapping, I'll never be dropping. I'm having a coffee, I'll never be coughing. I'm ticking, I'm talking, I'm wide awake. Hitting the profit, you're taking the bait. Getting a profit, let's make a break. Getting a brothel, let's make a tape. Create the story, make a day. Get to glory, then we'll play.
If you're looking for a leader, I'ma show you where the boss at. Not knowing who we are, this is where we lost at. No one left to blame, so it's you that gotta mop that. Falling for the game, but you don't wanna be having that. The poor work more hard, so why is that? Ask the man in the penthouse, cause they live that. Time for us to get together, cause now they're getting the better. We the people with the beats, so let's show them the way we get them. Make it clear that we fed them, but we not being fed. Only beat by the feds, but they don't care. Turn the blind eye, faithless I die. Drop when I cry, but I still fly by. They say it's time for change, but the change is a time. Realize there's no kind. The choices we have is the freedom of life. If you don't tame the beast, there's a chance to hit Mike.
She says I'm beautiful, peculiar, unusual, unsuitable for the normal, mundane, everyday man that you would know. In a studio, on track, I'll lose them all. Every song is a crucible. Don't believe your speaker's unusable. Leave your ride uncruisable. Every tune I do is a forceful musical, irrefusable. Try and stop me and get a foot to your door. Likes of beauty, yo. Tell me, who'd you know that can move a show without moving, using flow, removing nuisances, using soul, real recognizing real, let's go. That's what we take to build and grow. Reveal them flows and kill them shows. Sick shit, this is ill-composed. Wait, let me gain breath control. Okay, let's go. I don't wanna know what the fuck I'm trying to run up on the show. Telling everybody he's involved. We'll need control, cause we all know this plane's villain, I'm a beast although.
Let's go. This boy's back.
Hi, hey, people. I'm evil.
Scotland, we say
ill lyrics straight in Scotland. Check this out. Yo, yo, yo. Fuck who you think is best. We rated triple X. You'd be more intimidating while wearing a women's dress. So for puffing out your pigeon chest, you'll get burnt and turned into crispy shreds like a chicken breast. Deliver threats and written text to your crib's address. Words won't hurt, I fling your heads to a printer's press. Bones will disconnect if you step like Anderson Silva's leg. Nothing but disrespect. It shots fired till your jaw's wired. Kinda like 50 cents. We in events with a big celebs. Dragging your bloody carcass across the carpet until it's red. We could go to the roof to battle, but don't think the loser has to jump. Throw you off the building's ledge to hidden depths till you hit cement. Looking like a living dead silhouette. I'm glowing up like crystal meth if it's prepped incorrect. And I don't smoke cigarettes, I smoke spliffs instead. Weed a spark, I keep it jarred like pickled eggs. And I'm British, yes, came from Scotland just to get a bigger rep in the English end. Yes!
Hey!
Man, that evil.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's in the core, yeah.
What you saying, bro?
Hey, MRG, yeah, yeah. When I kick slang, my dick hang low. Call it kickstand. Lyrics flip, man, and expose. Dickheads quicker than your chick's hand. My hits bang and leave fake rappers in the ground like quicksand. Fuck your gang. So when you see me, better pass the mic. MCs these days, either pussies or hermaphrodites. You heard my tracks, I'm nice. I don't rap for likes. I'm not your stereotype. Pissy, I'm coming with a vaccine for this rap scene. Let me intervene. Little whip hype dreams of whack teens. Need to be in quarantine. Chatting amphetamines and drag queens. I'm more about the beats and bars. You know what I mean? My delivery bitterly bring you misery. Artillery and imagery showing you our sinister. Bro, you ain't built like that. When I bring it to your city on the track, motherfucker, move back.
Cynical. This is the hip hop show right here, boy. Open mic, as you should know, bitches and bitchettes. Jack City.
Gorilla.
gorilla bars. I eat beats like an animal. I keep eating music, they've called me cannibal. All this paper is flammable, but it's valuable. It's practical to make it adaptable and compatible. SOS to keep me guessing whether best to save myself or the rest. Don't get depressed if I decide again, saving your guest. There's no arrest for leaving the nest. I think it's best, so I look after myself next. I get impressed when I'm faced with death. I keep my head out the shed, I climb above all the dread and keep my breath and take the extra step. I've plenty left, I just have to prep. Spread my web and take that mega sip of Schweppes, yep. I'm like a veteran and yet I keep my person in check, and my trajectory is blessed. I'm not confessing stress. I get success unless I get comfy with a bitch to sex. That's that funny that. I like my rhyming to be lightning, I'm the best progressed. A future feature at your favourite fest. I'm always dressed to impress, and then I exit with finesse. A touch of desperate, mindless nonsense. I'm like wilder but whiter, a tighter fighter. I don't smoke, don't need a lighter, I'm a brighter writer. This is easy in spite of what you might think of a white guy with no desire. That's like air to a fire, it's like a lie to a liar. I'm not a guy to cry to, hip hop's like a ferno, I'm the kinder, diviner.
Society hey. Needs true leaders, men and women who are studious readers, who would classify as dreamers and prove wrong non-believers. Of a unified world, I strike attacks with words, braced with facts. You heard, I stand taught with purpose, part of a bigger cause. Plus the reason I reason, cause the truth I'm feeling. Our time they're stealing, from the soul they're bleeding. But our life is meaning, loving kindness breathing. A soft bed to sleep in, a peaceful home to feed in. The promise they won't make is one which they can't break. The leadership they fake is one which I can't take. We better wake up, fight back before it's too late. My mind is made up, I'm a vessel for change. Flame my torch in humanity's name.
I'm a freak of nature, an abnormality. That's all that I be. A rap stallion that dances haphazardly, handcrafted a masterpiece. Looks less like a rapper and more like a man intent on causing anarchy. With a lock and a key in a box, a travesty. Keep it locked when I travel, see. Try and unravel the mystery. Turn my nose up to infamy while composing a symphony. That is me. I'm on the radio telling you not to ask of me. Mention me intentionally or even play my tracks to peeps. I'm the man that keeps dodging UFO tractor beams after sending out a message to space through angry tweets, hashtagging, can I have an answer please? And if you happen to be an alien drug dealer, I'll take a bag of weed. Then you, me and this craft you keep can blaze out the galaxy, cause I'm as random as apple trees growing tangerines.
I classically compose art, and piano play a note sharp like Amadeus Mozart. Fans will say that go far on tracks like racing go-karts. Hear it then it clicks like tracking saves for gold bars. I'm a Bansky painting stone carved, leaving you flat as paving road tar. Stamp your face like postcards, blackout stake is so dark. Navigate with sonar, out of breath, drowned in debt and swam away from loan sharks. Fucking your bitch when I'm at your bays like coast guards. As you're breaking both arms, masturbating so hard. Rappers stay below par, I'm crushing your fucking skeletal structure till you collapse, creating boneyards. Man is made from sewn parts. Slash my veins and they froze hard from a transplant patient's cold heart. Patrick Sweezy ghost charm, darker crime scenes than Harvey Weinstein's after raping co-stars. And off of the dome you'll probably choke. Awkward, I know. The audience won't applaud when you've spoke. Kinda like a comedy show that's not got any jokes. Thoughts that I've spoke often provoke my frother with foam. Now the doctor's supposed to top up my dose. It's obvious though, you've not got a soul. Because it got sold for the cost of your clothes, watches and gold, flossing with stones. Think you fly, die, getting shot with a crow's lock or a load. Conquer the globe, watch the world burn as the earth turns like a hog in a roast. And you already know I'm not gonna blow until I'm ready to sit off a remote bomb to explode.
Oh boy, Evil got the footwork as well. When he's dropping the fight,
You think you're hard? Well, pick me apart. That isn't even a start. I've picked your puzzle apart. You're having trouble with your guard. Struggle is something that simply comes with art. You gotta juggle with what your mind wants from your heart. I'm flowing like a Carlin Tappies at the bar. I'm glowing like a Gatling, unwrapping from afar. Bursting like a floating rapper, heading for a star. Gloating cause I'm toasting your favourite rapper, cause I'm smart. Question whether any rapper's up to speed with my development. For this session I am lost within my element. Every single bar is crazy relevant. I am hung like an elephant. Ask your lady for evidence. I'm flipping bits of spit to get attention. I get it in
with my intelligence. I got a great intention to make a living, never mind a banging pension. I am a ninja with this pen, shit. I'm too equipped to pull your chick to bits. I'm quick to take the piss, laughing fits. I got the answer to your quiz. People stick to me like shit, so I flick them like a clit. Sick to mention it, but pussy benefits. I think that's 20, so that's plenty, kids. I'm so generous with empty pennies, penalties. I treat my melodies like specialties. It's my second felony. My destiny is to destroy my enemy. Take it to the chin therapy. Hell's bells, you're telling me. I'm living this while developing. I'm just spitting for the hell of it. Itching to get anything without your help or empathy. You're not needed, nor you're necessary. A normal people keeping people equal. A rich people, lots of see-through. Poor people seen as evil. No chance for these peaceful people. It's so unequal. No finance, not even for the sequels, bitch. I'm so into this. I'm making more than just a fist of this. I put this beat up on my Christmas list. I missed a bit, just like symmetry with this. Visually, this is Sicily, Italy. Hey, I eat a feast with every lyric I speak. Man, I'm so complete every single day of the week. And yeah, you're so out of my league. You can't compete with me. I'm the king of every single beat. So just send me a tweet at Jack City Music.
Templar for immaculate design. Hell inside the rhyme. Hard to find, easy to unwind. It's a state of no hesitation. Just perspiration sweating off the lips. Lyrically equipped, get your soul flipped. Bruce Lee, you kick. Ill forgets to call in sick. What gives Moloch's fusion and Darwin's evolution? It's the beauty in Da Vinci's eyes, painting Mona Lisa's smile. The astrological math in the pyramid scope. It's what gave the black slaves hope. What helped Mandela cope and Wright brothers float. What the artist needs most, a writer's block remedy. It works heavenly. It takes a hold of me like me and her were meant to be. It ain't no safe haven, but the birthplace of creation. Making what has no explanation. Yo, this is divine inspiration. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm top five for your top fives. Top five, the look in my eye will tell you that I rap for my life. While the lads were getting high, I was inside. Exercise what I write and I beat. Revise in my sleep, eat and repeat. Take a seat while I speak. Banging them in like Harry Kane. UG stay in my league. My immortal technique gives me freedom of speech. And you try and catch up, but you're already getting fatigued. Jeez. This world ain't ever give me nothing. I ran in and took it. Now their faces are crooked. MRG running this, got the whole city buzzing. Punching blokes and specs just to get a look in. I got you all in check. And when I bust my rhymes, you know I come correct. Who's next to step with MRG on my chest? The day that I die will be the day that I rest. What?
She said my flow was so incredibly immaculate. So far over adequate, the etiquette is to marry it. Every sentence I'm rapping is sending the legs into spasm. With every multi-syllabical structure I'm making my pad and pen. And that's that, scratch that. She said that she's in love with my rap hands. And she comes every time that I rap fast. If that's the case, let's make her a rap fan. Get her an ass jam and a snapback and a blunt rap. Looking just fat, pop, pop, pass to a leaning, looking like hunchback. Now fuck that, you wanna know a little bit about me? When I get up on the scene, I am just mad. Turn a thug back into a rug rap, why? Cause I just can. Exquisite, I just am. I could pen lyrics by the book fan. I'm like I just have, cause I'm just that incredible, exceptional. On a level you were never gonna fucking push past in your life. So you better accept that it's slide. Go home, get back to your wife. Because I'm just one of a kind, truly sublime, usually shy. But thanks to being a view on the mic, now I'm looking down on everybody else and a view from a high.
Sick MC literally bittersweet symphonies. Sinless schemes to dead in the middle of little Italy. Whether we did it, we didn't, he did it deliberately. Just for a bit of publicity within the industry. Giving no sympathy, killing me's literally. Cripple these shit MCs like little C's. Just hit the streets, driving inside of one of Biggie's Jeeps defensively. Develop telepathy, behead MCs telekinetically. Step to me, left to see dead beneath sets of reefs. In the cemetery to rest in peace. I'll make sure my head still reads the best MC to ever speak. Best believe the guest that's me. See, I'll go last, now so that you clients don't have the sound so bad, and now won't last. Round for round, no chance. You're whipping out no pads. I'm giving out toe tags while I shout your whack. Mouth closed and a torn out throat gland. I spout dope raps without chokes and bind both hands around roll pads. Somehow throw jabs until you're out cold as the South Pole caps. I'm the household champ. I've got the crown thrown and the town folk damn. The crowd go mad, do you now know that? So now go braps, yeah. Made an impression, raising the tension. We did a secondary to perfect. Wasted the method, playing a guessing game.
with the questions. You asking which rap is the greatest, expecting your name in a sentence. Brain in your head is a pain in the neck. If you're taking a step and I'm breaking your legs, I'll invade your defenses. You'll take such offense, you need radio senses. Wasting your breath, you'll save what you said in the pages. Your pen and stop paying attention. Able to tell from my facial expression. I've got the strangest intentions. I may be beheading your lady when pregnant. I'll tape it and send it straight to your place of address. I'm as crazy as Kevin Spacey in 7. Hate has been spreading, age of ascension. Days of depression, so pray to the heavens. It ain't Armageddon, fakers pretending. Haters are jealous, pray for events. I'm straight on the guest list, breaking the entrance. Play on my set, pissed on stage as I'm reckless. May get arrested in a case with investigating detectives. Escape through the exits, laid through Zuvettes. Claiming the best in the grace that they rest in. Won't make an exception, there ain't no redemption. Wait, did I mention I came for respect? I'll take all your earnings and paper and shred it. We'll blaze it up, lemon haze for the resin. Crisis on Bex, a Jaeger and Tenet. Your demon's been texting. Mate, I'll confess that it ain't just been Netflix. What?
Yo, let's make some noise for the MCs involved, boy. That's a crazy ass open mic right there. Shout out to Evil. You just heard Evil right there. Of course, shout out to Jack City, Cynical, Plain and Simple. Yeah, of course, El Chapo, Capitan. You lot killed that. And shout out to the Eccentrics on the beat. Mother lovers, if you want to get involved on the open mic, hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. Let me say this clearly, because all you got to do is send a link, a YouTube link to yourself rapping. Yeah, don't send you with a bunch of other people, because we don't know who you are exactly. Send yourself rapping. Send a link to maybe a SoundCloud tune or a YouTube tune. The best shit you got that makes us understand that you could do what these guys did here in the cypher. If you're a beat maker, if you're a producer, make sure you hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. All you gotta do is attach 4 1-minute snippets so we can just click on and listen for 1 minute and see whether it can get on girl. If you're a beat maker, you put in the subject open mic beat, and if you're an MC, you put in the subject open mic. It's as simple as that. Plain and simple. Is that plain and simple enough? Yes or no? I don't know how else to tell you, look, because people are still getting it confused. And if you are, then maybe you shouldn't be in here. Yeah, you know,
shout out Beast and Bars. Hey, big up fucking yeah. BNMCs.
MRG.
How can we get hold of you, look? Quickly go around in a circle. How can we link you?
I already said so, man. Yeah.
Okay.
The Twitter, it's Evil Official, all capitals. Same with the Facebook page. Instagram, Evil Official Music, and SoundCloud, Official Evil.
Jack City.
Jack City Music, everywhere.
Okay, wicked. Plain and simple.
Facebook, Plain and Simple Rap, or plainsville.co.uk.
Yeah, cynical.com or cynical on all the socials. SYNIKALL.
Can shout I just out Dunk Club.
Shout them out, yes!
Shout out to some of the listeners. The Red Lion, Jazz T, Darren Chetty. Shout out to Agent Abstract, Giallo, Skylar Simmons. Bass Register. Bass. You see how I say Bass Register. Hands of Hovis. Sub P. There's a bunch of us there, but I can't see them on the screen right now. You know what I'm saying? No thing but chicken name, baby.
Can I just say that I'm loving all the different accents in today's open mic as well? Like, that was all corners, man, that were represented there today. And yeah, if you missed any of that live open mic that we just brought you, you definitely need to hit that back up and listen again, because that was super fly. Thank you guys so much for coming through.
Yes, man.
Really serious rounds of applause going out there. And up next on FUBAR, you have Michael Payne and Reese Sanders. They're going to be taking care of you. Remember, thank you to Farmer G. He was live on the show with us earlier. We are still on air, guys. Yeah, and thanks to all of you for repping in it. And make sure you tune in next Monday, 4 p.m., where, yeah, we're going to be bringing you more of that same goodness. It's foobarradio.com/show/hip-hop. And, guys, you know, we have to send a very special happy birthday to my Stiggy.
Yes. Happy birthday. Size 11 if you lot want to, you know what I mean, JD Sports around the corner.
Let's
Come on then,
let's do this birthday
bars.
Hand drawn.
Yeah, that can't be me, man. Look at the cheekbones on there.
You as an Egyptian
guy. This is what they want me to look like on FUBAR. I'm going to take a picture and put it on my Instagram. You can follow me, at MyStiggy. You know what I mean? Help me get my follower bars up. Apparently that matters in the real world. You can ask Farmer G, he was talking about that. But yes, thank you to everybody who's been praising me. Look, see, my forehead is big enough on this. Look. Don't laugh. That's funny. Yeah. This is a beautiful version of me. Yeah, it is. It's a pretty version. Yeah, definitely hand drawn. you can tell that they compensated on the forehead part. You know, like, yeah, it's not, you know, the reality of it all. Yeah, yeah. There's no blink, basically. This is how I know they were trying. Yeah, they definitely get some cheekbones, bro. That's great. I want to find out this,
David Wood.